put your game in Ottawa last Saturday that you'll take and put into this one tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we got a lot of pucks in it and generated a lot of chances. And with that, we had a lot of zone time and a lot of sustained pressure. I think there's a lot of times where, you know, we forced them just to flip the puck in neutral zone, they'd change, and we kind of come right back on them and counter. So, you know, I think that's going to be important moving forward as we continue to kind of build off that style of game.
Adam, as one of the team's key penalty killers, you spend a lot of time, no doubt, looking at other teams' power plays and how to combat them. Do you spend time looking at your own team's power play and maybe what's not working so well these last six games that had been working so well earlier in the year?
No. We got guys that are paid a lot of money to do that, and we got guys that are paid a lot of money to go out there and score goals, and, you know, for the most part, they've done an exceptional job. And I think there's been games where our power play's carried us this year, and, you know, things like that go in stretches where you're not going to be clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, other teams pre-scout, and sometimes you got to find a different way to generate some chances and things like that. I don't think it's a lack of effort or a lack of chances. You look at last game even, you know, there were some big saves and some scrambles there. So, you know, I think it's kind of just on the cusp of getting back on track. And generally with our power play, once it gets hot, it gets red hot, and, you know, you see 3-4 goals in a game.
Can a power play still be effective even if the other team more or less knows what's coming? That is to say that if you have the personnel on it, can it still be very difficult to defend even if it's predictable?
Well, you got an extra guy, so you generally can't cover off all the options. Look at Tampa's. You kind of know that they either want to tee up Stamkos or Kucherov, or, you know, they hit point in the slot, but that's three options right there. It's tough to cover them all. Or you look at Washington, what they've been able to do the last several years with their power play. You know, they want to get the puck to Ovi in his office, but Carlson can shoot it up top and Oshie in the slot. So, you know, it's similar to our units where you got Scheife, you got Patty, you got Buff up top, and, you know, on the other side you got Mizzi and Troops and Litzy and kind of whoever else is shuffling through it. And, you know, you might know what's coming, but it's still tough to stop their world-class players. They're able to kind of thread the needle. You look at Wheels, some of the passes he's able to make, it seems like he has to put it through three guys, and it's right on the tape and then in the back of the net.
You were pretty good in the face-off circle last night. Was it one of those nights you were feeling it, or what was going so well for you on the dot?
I think when you get into a rhythm early, it helps with your wingers are jumping. You know, I had Maddie win a couple that would just be off to the side, and Rusty as well. So, you know, you have your wingers ready to go as soon as the puck hits the ice. It bodes well for you on 50-50 pucks. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I was able to win a couple more last night.
Adam, what do desperate hockey teams do differently than just say your standard run mill playoff team? Like, you know, if you're playing the Sharks, sure, that, you know, you guys are both, you know, seemingly headed to the playoffs. What changes when you play a team like Colorado? What do they show differently than maybe a team that's in a better spot?
Well, sometimes you don't use the word complacent, but you look at, you know, some teams that seem to not be solidified in the playoffs, but, you know, close to almost guaranteed a spot. And, you know, there seems to sometimes maybe be a lull in their game against teams that are below them in the standings where, you know, you take 10 minutes off or whatnot. And Colorado on the stretch of play they were in right then, you know, they don't have that opportunity to kind of lay off. I know it's tough to say, well, why don't you play all 60 minutes? You know, sometimes it's harder than that, but, you know, they're fighting for their lives. They've fallen out of the playoff spots, and, you know, every game is so meaningful for them. And, you know, it's going to be important for us that we get back and we kind of replicate that desperation where, you know, we're fighting every night to move up in the standings and kind of keep our spot as well.
When you don't have that desperation necessarily because of your place in the standings, is it tough to manufacture that this time of year?
You know, I don't want to say it's tough. I think some nights certain games lack certain emotion, you know, whether it's there's not a hatred between the two teams or, you know, but it's important that you kind of find a way to bring that emotion every night. And, you know, we're preparing for the playoffs here, and it's important that you start to kind of replicate that mindset, that so by the time we get there, we're ready for it.
As opposed to having to flip a switch all of a sudden come April.
Yeah, you can't expect to just go into the games in April and all of a sudden be primed and ready to go if you've been coasting or you haven't been playing to your full potential. I think it's important that, you know, you try and get your game as close to as good as possible by the time you reach there, so you can peak in May and June.
Would you prefer to play top teams than heading into the playoffs, just to have that kind of level there?
You know what? I think the parity in the league is a lot closer than people realize, and you know the margin for error is so slim that anyone could beat anyone on any night. You look in Ottawa's last place team in the league, if they go in and we go in there and they beat us 5-2, and so you know, I think every team kind of prepares you in different ways. It's nice to play a wide variety of teams to get the different styles, and you know, some teams play a heavy game and they try and slow it down, and other teams try and open it up. So you know, to kind of practice all those styles, it's important for